So what does Naaman have to do with us? How does Naaman affect us and affect our understanding of what transpired with the 10 lepers and Jesus Christ? See, in order to understand what Naaman has to do with us and our understanding of the gospel reading today, we actually have to look at the history of Naaman and who Naaman is and why Naaman is where he's at. Naaman was a general, and he was a general in a foreign army, and they were conquerors of Israel. But the thing about Naaman is he had leprosy. And he desired to be cleaned of that leprosy. And being conquerors of Israel, they had slaves. And one of the slaves was a young Israelite girl. And this young girl said to the wife of Naaman, she said, "If but Naaman would go to Israel, there is a prophet there that will cleanse him, that will heal him." And so Naaman asked the king for permission to go, and the king gave permission. So Naaman went to Israel, and he went to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel tore his garments when he heard this and said, and this is what the king said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive?" To kill and to make alive. Now, why is that important for us to understand? Because, see, we have to understand what leprosy is. Leprosy, we must take a look. Whenever Christ speaks about leprosy, and whenever we encounter it in the sacred scriptures, as you have already heard, leprosy is actually a symbol of sin. Okay? It's a symbol of sin. And why is it a symbol of sin? How is it a symbol of sin? First and foremost, it's deeper than the skin. All right? In other words, it goes to the heart of things. It goes to the heart. It spreads. As we know, sin is not just between us and God. Sin actually affects the body of Christ. It spreads. A husband's sin, a mother's sin affects the family. Okay? And affects the spouse. All right? It's never personal. All right? It spreads. It also defiles. Defiles in what sense? It prevents us. It impedes our relationship with God. And it isolates. In other words, leprosy is more like a grave sin. It isolates in what sense? It kills our relationship with God. It separates us from God and from His church. And it is only fit for fire. In other words, it's fit for fire in what sense? It actually brings about our damnation. It brings about our damnation, our loss of our soul. And so the king says, "Who am I to make you alive?" In other words, who am I to heal you? And see, he tears his garments. And Elisha, the great prophet, hears about this. And what does Elisha do? Elisha's a little bit upset about this. And he says, "Send Naaman to me. Send Naaman to me." And why is that so important? Because we have to remember, now this is where we're starting to begin to understand more fully what's happening with Christ and the 10 lepers and what Christ is trying to get across to us. Elisha says, "Send him to me." Why is that? Because Elisha has been commissioned by God. Elisha has the authority through his commission to bring healing or to bring death. Because if we go back and we take a look at the life of Elisha, now this is where I want to challenge you guys. Go back and read about Elisha in the sacred scriptures. You have to go back to the book of Kings. All right? This is the second book of Kings. Go back and read about Elisha. Elisha has the right to give death and to bring life. It's interesting. Because he's been commissioned. Now, how does that affect us? How do we remember that? Jesus Christ commissioned the disciples for the same. And we see that in the sacrament of reconciliation. Do you see where it's going? Let's unfold it a little bit more. And how does this affect us? Well, Elisha says to Naaman, Naaman, go bathe yourself 7 times in the Jordan River. And what was Naaman's response to Elisha? Naaman gets really upset. Why does Naaman get really upset? He says, I have better waters in my country where I come from. The waters in my country are better. They are cleaner. I could have cleaned myself, if I wanted this, I could have cleaned myself in my own rivers, than to come and dip myself 7 times in this dirty river, Jordan. Because Jordan, the Jordan River is known to have silt at times, and so it can become dirty. But Elisha said, dip yourself 7 times, and Naaman gets upset, and he leaves. And his servant girl says, why are you doing that? If he would have told you to do something grandiose, you would have done it. Why don't you do something so simple as this? Now, how does Naaman have to deal with us? Naaman, you know, I think the song from Frank Sinatra was written about Naaman. I did it my way. All right? It always makes me nervous when I hear people wanting to have that song sung at their funerals. That's really dangerous. The only other person that said, I did it my way, or I want to do it my way, was Satan himself, Lucifer. Non servum. I will not serve. I will not serve. And so here we have Naaman. The little girl humbles him. And what does Naaman do? Naaman humbles himself and finally does it the way Elisha commands him to do. And what happens to Naaman? His flesh became again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean of his leprosy. Now, here we go. Buckle in, because now we're taking off. Look what happens with Jesus and the lepers that approach him, the 10. They approach him, and when they approach Jesus, what does Jesus do? Does Jesus say, you are healed like that? No. What Jesus says to the lepers, he says, go and present yourself to the priest. Go and present yourself to the priest. See, for us, it's very easy for us to say, you know, we hear this often, well, can't I just confess to Jesus directly? Yeah, we can, and we should. Because that's a way of preparing our hearts for the sacrament of confession, showing ourselves to the priest. Because Christ commissioned the priest to hear our confession and to bring healing to us, to render a judgment. See, the priest renders a judgment whether we are clean or unclean. That's why Jesus sends the lepers to the priest, so that the priest can render the judgment and then tell them, you to make the right sacrifices for healing. And what does that mean for us? It means that the priest renders judgment on us and tells us to do penance, which is the right sacrifice. Okay? But see, we find ourselves sometimes in the role of Naaman, and we say to ourselves, man, I could have done it my way. It's easier. But see, that's not what Christ wants. Christ is eliciting obedience and faith from us. Obedience and faith. He's eliciting that from us. And what transpires during this whole process? The 10 go, but yet one returns. Now, what type of symbolism is that for us? What type of symbolism? What does that say about us? See, Jesus is shocked. He says to him, so 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? And then he said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. Why is it so important? Because, see, what happens to us sometimes when we go to confession, we only go there to clear our conscience because I feel guilty for my sin. That's all. And then we go our way, without ever returning to God, giving him thanks. And the means of thanks that God wants from us is the change of our heart. Is the change of our heart. He wants us to amend our lives. That is thanksgiving. And that's why when we return to Christ, that's a symbolism of we've confessed our sins and now we are returning to Christ and walking according to his will. And we are cleansed like Naaman was. See, the power of confession, look at what happens to Naaman. His flesh became, again, like the flesh of a little child, and he was cleansed of his leprosy. What does that recall to us? Remember what Jesus said, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus didn't mean an ignorant little kid running around, not understanding his faith, being belligerent to his parents. No, Jesus meant exactly this. See, the Israelites aren't dumb. They know what's going on. They know sacred scripture. They know their history. They know the prophets. But we don't. And that's why we fight tooth and nail against, at times, the church and her teachings. But see, when we are cleansed, when we go to the sacrament of confession and we truly confess our sins, not withholding one thing, we are truly cleansed and our flesh becomes like little children. And unless you become like a child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven, Christ says. And so see, we begin to be challenged by our Lord God to follow through with what he has given to us. Everything that Christ has bestowed upon us through his church is to help us to get to heaven, to strengthen us, to guard us, to protect us, to get us up there to heaven. But we have to cooperate with these graces. And in order to cooperate with these graces, we have to have the humility to do it. Unlike Naaman, we need to be humble. And we need to go and do what Christ asks of us. And when we follow through with this great grace, we show ourselves to be like a little child, trusting in our Lord God. And unless we become like little children, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.